Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Today on the podcast, we have Jackie Reed, student and also a music director for WGMU Radio. She's one of the most engaging students because she's also working a couple of other things off and on campus. She's really into media and really inspiring person to other students as well. We recorded this interview at the same studio where Jackie is having her show every Friday. Jackie Reed, the music director for WGMU Radio. Thank you and welcome to my podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Igor.
We're going to talk about your career here at Student Media. You work as music director for the radio. So is that means that every song we can listen on radio is your choice?
It is not, actually. A lot of the songs go through the Music Review Board, a board of members that I've organized and put together. And what I do is I send them albums every week, and then they get back to me on what songs are good. So it's not just only my opinion. It's the opinion of students, George Mason students. So it's really interesting seeing, like, the diversity in like interest and like what they like and stuff like that. So it's really fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting because you are the music director, and I can ask you what actually students like. What do they like to listen? What kind of music?
That's a great question. Typically we get a lot of submissions from promoters that are indie, independent artists or like up and coming artists. Lately we've been adding a lot of hip hop and pop music, so it's been really good. Yeah, it's been great. So,
are you receiving some feedback from students that are not involved into student media? Like, I don't like your music, or I like your music, I like what you're playing.
Typically, we get feedback from people within the office. They say that our music's pretty good. Also, in terms of content for our website, we do get a lot of feedback saying that they like the articles we're doing, the interviews we're doing. A lot of the articles are based off of what promoters send us. Mm-hmm. So
you have also your own show, right?
I do. It's called Jamming with Jackie. It's every Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. here at WGMU Radio. And I've been doing that for, I think, 4 years now. So it's
so
my
what kind of music you're playing there?
I typically play up-and-coming music, music that's new to the station, new to the database, and also things that I like. I like a lot of EDM, a lot of indie alternative music, some hip hop. I've been getting into hip hop a lot. So just anything that like is kind of within my interest.
Mm-hmm. So how you began here at WGMU? I know that your major is communication, but how you got started here at Student Media?
Yeah.
I mean, not all students that are majoring in communication are working here, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. So I got started here when I was a freshman. I decided to do a volunteer show here at the radio station. Also, I was in Comm 148, which is Roger's class. So he got me into touch with kind of the operations around here. So that's been really helpful. And I don't know, just like being around Roger all the time, being around the radio station, it made me want to be more involved in terms of music, because I've always been a musical person growing up, especially in like high school and when I was younger. So I just being encapsulated with all that, and like it's kind of been driven through my passion and just being energetic in that sense. So I've loved it. It's been so much fun. It's been a ride. I've definitely learned a lot. It's a lot more technical than people would think. So it's
what
really
that means.
In terms of like the technicalities, I would say there's a lot of data entry that's involved, and also like the recording, like Adobe Audition, and hosting interviews and editing interviews, and also logistics and like setting those up and writing, drafting articles too. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot.
So do you feel like you can enter in mainstream media now and work there without any problems, without any preparation? Are you prepared?
I think, I've actually been thinking about that lately. I am graduating next spring. I feel like I am more equipped than I was 3 years ago for starting up out as a DJ. And I think that that's because I was always driven to learn something new, driven to take the initiative and do these interviews and write these articles and stuff. So I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Can you recall at the beginning of your work here, who was your biggest support? You mentioned Roger. Who else helped you the most here at the beginning?
I would say that's a good question. I feel like I've learned a lot from everyone. I would say Matt, our general manager, has really helped me a lot. He's been here since the beginning, just as I have, and just seeing his leadership and his dedication to the radio station, it's really inspiring, and I really admire that within him. And he's really organized our team in such a way that's we're productive, yet we still have fun. So it's great to kind of see that in him. And also with Roger. Roger's always been really helpful, too. Mm-hmm. So,
what motivates you in general?
What motivates me? I would say that's a good question. I would say what motivates me is being surrounded by people who see the credit. Like, they kind of... No, that's not... That, let me reword that.
Okay.
I would say... What motivates me is being around people who are here to support me, and also just see like my interests kind of flourish. I've always been interested in music and like new bands and new artists, and being surrounded by my friends and also my colleagues, it's been really helpful getting their feedback and also getting their criticism, because it's really helped me grow as a media professional and also like with other like career pursuits I'm in. So
as I understood you well, you are getting motivated from the people around you, so the other students, I guess. Now you are training the young students, the freshmen especially. Do you feel that you can motivate them so they can stay and work into journalism or into media in general?
I would hope so.
What are you doing to motivate
them? So I guess what I'm doing is constantly being around, constantly letting them know that I'm a resource for them, an active resource for them at the radio station. Because I understand when I was first a freshman, I was kind of lost. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But having the people introduce me to WGMU and what they had to offer, it really interested me in becoming more involved. So I think just being confident about like my passion and being informative at the same time, it's really I think that's the best way to do it. So
is that system of improvement that they have in student media also motivating you? Because you, I guess, you not started as a music director, right?
I did not. I actually started up, well, I started as a volunteer DJ, and then last year, my junior year, I was the local music director, and then we had a switch where I turned into the production director. So I guess switching through those job positions have really like kind of changed the way I see the departments within the radio station. So that's really cool.
Do you think that money can motivate the students? Because some of the students are getting paid for some of the positions. Do you think that that is kind of motivation for them?
Do you think like money is motivating?
Yeah, I'm asking you, do you think that money is motivating?
I think it's definitely, it depends for everyone. Like, some people do it for the sake of money. Some people do it for the sake of experience. For some, it's both. It's hard to tell for some people. I would say for me, I've always been driven, like just being like having that active curiosity to learn. And I think that that's a good mindset and a good sort of motivation to have when you're going into any media field that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. Because the only way you can learn is by like constantly like putting yourself in a position, no matter like the circumstances, whether it's an unpaid internship, whether it's like a volunteer opportunity, or even a paid internship. I've had some internships where they were unpaid, but I still like I learned a lot from them. And sometimes that's what you got to do. So
you have also other jobs, right?
Yes.
I think that you have like four.
Yes, I have four jobs right now. So it's pretty fun, kind of wild, always busy, always drinking coffee because of them, but it's all good. So I currently work as music director at WGMU. I currently work as an editorial intern at a music magazine called Made in the District. So I pretty much update their local events calendar, which is really cool. I also am the communications coordinator for the sale office on campus. And they're mainly, it's pretty much social media stuff. It's really fun. I learned a lot with that too. It's been great. And then I recently got a new internship, a social media internship with a book magazine called the Washington Independent Review of Books. So they just review books, and I'm doing the
social
media.
So most of the jobs are connected with related with journalism, with media.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool because seeing like being in those different positions, I really see how like the sub-disciplines of media kind of like meshes together. Like journalism is very much connected to public relations. Media production is very much connected to the other concepts of media and like all that.
Yeah. So we're going to mention the professors also, how they influenced you and how they motivate you. Do they do anything special for you to get motivated throughout this whole time?
I've definitely seen that through Roger, of course, because I've been in a lot of classes with Roger, and also working with him, I've learned a lot. I've had a couple other media classes where I've learned about theory and other ways of production. I did take a video class with Nancy Mantelli. She was really cool. And I guess being in those classes, it's kind of lower scales, which means like there's like less people in those classes, so you get more of a personalized experience, and I've really appreciated that because I learned a lot more. I was able to ask more questions, and also the professors paid attention to you, like they knew your name they like knew your personality. So I think being in those smaller scale classes really helped me get to where I am today.
What about the staff in student media, how they are influencing to your motivation? Are they motivating you in some ways? Do they do something to get you motivated or to stay motivated? Because it is important to be initially motivated, but also to be 3 years here in the student media. They have to do something about it.
I think a part of it is convergence. We've had a lot of convergence with the other departments within the student media, like Fourth Estate. We've done collaborations with MCN too. And I guess like working with them and trying to create like, you know, host events together or create articles together and just like networking through that, it's been really helpful because we're always reaching like a specific goal, which is making quality content. And I think that having that set goal coming from different departments of the Office of Student Media is really cool. So
are you planning to continue working in the media?
What kind of media? I think that I have a greater appreciation for media. I would say I don't think I'll do journalism.
Why not?
For a multitude of reasons.
Okay. Share some of the reasons with us.
I think a part of it's because my personality is not fit for it. I'm just not the kind of person to kind of badger people. That's what it comes off as. I'm sorry. Okay. But there are some good journalists that I very much admire. So I do want to stay within the media in terms of public relations. I love writing. Journalism is very much connected to that. So I guess journalism will still be around in my future pursuits. But also, I think media production, I've learned a lot, like with the technicalities of it, like I was talking about that earlier. So I think that's going to be really helpful moving forward. I'm not sure what I'm doing after I graduate, but it's nice to hone in on these skills and really like specialize in this practice. So I'm really grateful for being here.
Yeah, you're here for a couple of years, and some of your best friends are also part of student media, right?
Yes.
Do you think that this also played a role in your decision to stay here in WGMU or in student media in general?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so. I think I'll mention my best friend's Manny.
Yeah.
I've worked with Manny a lot. He's been one of my best friends since the beginning, and he's involved with MCN and also SPJ now, which is awesome. So I think having him around, having his his litness, his just good energy, good vibes, it's been really I'm so grateful for that, just having that extra push, extra motivation to, you know, grow and take on things, take on the world, and also just being around good people outside of my friendship with him. Like, for example, just the people at WGMU, like Sasha, Michael, everyone else, just having their good energy and their drive to making WGMU the way it is. I really admire that. And also the people at Fourth Estate, MCN, everyone's great, you know.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you, Igor. Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Jackie Reed, the music director for WGMU Radio. I hope this interview was fun and inspiring to you. Listen to all of the podcasts at WGMU website. My name is Igor Stoyanov. Thank you for listening.